Over the past 2 weeks, we've been looking at the difference between humans and apes and how easy it is to tell the difference looking at a fossil skull or other things just from the simple evidence. Tonight we want to look at the uniqueness of man, and for the next 2 weeks we will be considering that. Now, the evolutionist says that humans are only 5% different from chimpanzees in their DNA. Of course, from our lesson on DNA, we know that we only understand about 2 to 3% of what we have. So 5% is not that much. And on top of that, chimps have 24 pairs of chromosomes, while humans have only 23 pairs. And the DNA in those chromosomes expresses itself in ways that are 100% different from apes. But the reason that the evolutionist will try to claim that chimpanzees and humans are related is because of their worldview. You see, there's only two worldviews, the worldview that God created everything, or that it evolved. It's really a spiritual battle going on between those two worldviews. Satan is promoting the worldview of evolution, saying that we came from slime, that over millions of years, by random changes, we became the humans that we are, and that we were evolved to become simple hunter-gatherers, that all that evolved in our systems, our whole bodies, everything that we have, was designed just to make it easier to hunt and gather things. On the other hand, God says that we were created special, a little lower than the angels. We were created in His image, and that He made us to be extremely special. As a matter of fact, when we look at man's body, we see that man is what we would say as we're designed. He is created in a way that he has many more things that he would need to be a simple hunter-gatherer. All of this points to the fact that our bodies were created by God. Over the next couple weeks, we want to look at 10 different ideas, 10 different points about the uniqueness of the human body. So we're going to start our study at this time with the first of the 10.
Now, let's go through 10 unique design features in man. These are 10 features that make you very special, that make you a glorious being, and that show that humans were specially created, not related to apes. We take for granted our wonderful design, but I want us to go through now these 10 unique features. First of all, man has a unique bipedal design. Apes are quadrupeds. They're designed to walk on four limbs. We are biped. We walk on two legs. And do you know what that means? That means we are 100% different to apes. We're not 5% different. We are 100% different. It's very helpful to look at the outside in, not from the bottom up. Don't worry about DNA. Look at how we actually look and perform. We are 100% different. And there are a huge number of design features that go into our upright stature. And those unique features go from head to toe, literally from our head to our big toe. If I just run through these briefly, in our ears, we have a vertical balance because we have those three semicircular canals. In the case of humans, the vertical ones are enlarged, showing that humans are designed to walk in the vertical plane. In the case of apes, they have three semicircular canals of a similar size, showing that apes are designed to move through trees in three dimensions. Humans have a flat face, and that's important so we can see the ground right in front of us so we don't stumble when we walk. But apes have a chin that comes right out. They cannot see the ground below them. Humans have an upright neck joint. Our foramen magnum enters the skull underneath. With apes, it enters from behind. With humans, we have an S-shaped spine. In the case of apes, they have a C-shaped spine. Humans have an upright hip joint. Humans have angled femur bones that bring the feet below the center of gravity of the body. Humans have upright knee joints, and humans have long legs. Humans have arched feet, and humans have a strong big toe. So you see, from head to big toe, humans are different to apes. In particular, humans have a wonderful arched foot. From a mechanical point of view, the most wonderful parts of your body are your hands and your feet. You may not think your feet are the most beautiful part of your body, but believe me, your feet are unique in creation because apes do not have arched feet. Our arch gives us balance. Apes don't have an arch. They have a flat foot because their feet are basically like hands. Because we have an arched foot, we can feel the heel of our foot and we can feel the sole of our foot. It's very easy for me to stand here. I can get balance because I can feel the back of my feet and the front of my feet. If an ape stood next to me, that ape would be wobbling all over the place because it could not feel the front or the back. And if he tried to stand there for more than a minute, he'd probably flop over because he could not get that front back balance. Apes do not have a big toe. The big toe is very important for walking and for running. If you want to know what it feels like for an ape to walk on two legs, because of course they can a little bit walk on two legs, if you want to know what it feels like, do a handstand, then walk on your hands. That's how it feels like for an ape to walk. It's hard work. They cannot walk very long distances on two legs. Humans also have three-point contact on their feet. One point at the heel, and one by the big toe, one by the little toe. Three-point contact, any engineers here will know, is the perfect interface with the ground. I can easily stand on one leg because I put the center of gravity through those three points on the ground. If there was an ape next to me trying to stand on one leg, he would immediately flop over because he does not have 3 points of contact on his feet. And just to say one more thing on this slide, if anyone who's a sportsman will know that the key to being good at sport is to be able to push off the sole of your foot, the front of your foot, that helps you to accelerate, to dodge, to turn. Apes cannot play sports because they cannot stand on the front of their feet. So humans have unique agility on two legs. Humans have the ability to run long distances. Did you know that humans have the potential to run over 150 miles in one single day? I'm sure none of you can do that, but you actually have the potential to do that. Apes can't do a fraction of that distance. And humans have a unique ability to play ball-carrying sports because we stand on two legs, our hands are free, and it's amazing what sports humans can do, carrying the ball. I'm sure when God created man, he had in mind baseball and golf and tennis. Actually, I'm not sure if he had American football in mind. I still do not understand that sport. Surely, if God wanted us to play that, he would build shoulder pads in us. But man is wonderfully designed for work and for play. And just to give you an evidence of overdesign, one of the things my research group found was the knee joint has a wonderful locking mechanism. So when you stand up, your knees lock and you don't need to tense your legs to be in the standing position. It makes it very easy for me to lecture because I just stand up and lock my knee joints. But that's hard for evolution to explain because the evolutionists can't say an ape man had a better chance of survival if he could stand and give a lecture. That doesn't really make any sense. But this is what you would expect if God had designed man. So secondly, a second thing that makes you glorious and special is skillful hands. Many of these things we take for granted, but our hands are a masterpiece of design. We can make a pinch grip with all of our fingers. Apes can't do that. We can also make a strong pinch grip or a sharp pinch grip. Our hand is perfectly designed for a circular pinch grip, and it's those pinch grips which is the secret of the great skill of the human hand. Our hands can go from perfectly flat to a clenched fist. Apes only have a curve on their hands for gripping onto branches. That means we can make every position with our hands. We also have fine muscle control, very delicate muscles that enable our fingers to move very precisely. We have many touch sensors on our hands. If you want to know what it's like to be an ape, put a really thick pair of gloves on for a week and try and do all your tasks in your hand. Even then, you'll have better hands than apes. But these things make us 100% different to apes. Forget 5% different. We are 100% different to apes with our skillful hands. If you could look under the skin of your hand, you would see the most amazing network of tendons and muscles and ligaments. It is a masterpiece of design. My research group has tried to make a robotic hand. This is a picture of the hand my research group produced. We produced this as an exoskeleton, and we've tested it on stroke patients to give them, help them to do exercises. And it was a humbling process. Again, anything you try to copy of God's designs is a humbling process. It is virtually impossible to replicate, especially the flexibility of the palm of the hand. That's another secret of the brilliant design of the hand. We published this in an engineering conference, but it gave me another glimpse into the wonder of the design of the human body. Our hands have amazing skills. If you can play musical instruments, I'm in awe of what you can do, that precision and speed and feeling. If you can knit like this, I'm really in awe of you, because I don't know how people can do that thing that looks to me an impossible thing to learn. But when you knit, you have multiple grips and precision movement. And there is evidence of overdesign. The human being is perfectly designed to hold a pen. As you can see in this picture, the middle finger, index finger, and thumb all come together for a tripod grip. So not only can we make pinch grips, but we can even make a tripod grip. The human hand is perfectly designed to hold a pen. How does the evolutionist explain that? Why does holding a pen make it easier to be a hunter-gatherer, to be a fighter, to escape? How does that help us to survive? The evolutionist has to come up with some really odd stories. The evolutionist has to say something like, those ape men who could fill in a cave tax exempt form were more likely to survive than those who couldn't fill in a cave tax exempt form. You have to come up with some really weird stories to explain the features of the human being. Humans have this ability to play music. Isn't that just what you'd expect if God had designed us? But not what you'd expect if we had evolved to be hunter-gatherers. You see the importance of this principle of over-design. Then thirdly, another thing that makes us glorious and special is our unique fine skin. This really confuses the evolutionists. They call us naked apes. Humans are naked apes. We're not naked apes. We're brilliantly designed with this amazing fine skin. This little picture on the screen is a simplification of the design of human skin, and it's a very simplified picture, but it's a very humbling picture for an engineer, because our skin is so intricate and brilliantly designed. Some of the unique features of human skin: we have very fine touch sensors, pressure sensors. We have many sweat glands. We have a subcutaneous layer, little layer of fat that keeps us warm because we don't have fur. And we can have vitamin D production. And those things make us 100% different to apes. Not 5% different, but 100% different. Our touch sensors are a wonder of design. if you speak to any engineer, and they'll tell you that one pressure sensor is a very complex design to sense pressure. And yet we have thousands of these sensors in our body, thousands in our hands, even thousands on a finger. But we have different kinds of pressure sensors. We have some that detect big force, some that detect little force, some that detect a force that's briefly on our hand, some sensors that detect a long-lasting force. You see, God has thought of everything, so we are very sensitive. One of the things we really take for granted with our skin is our ability to cool down. We have a uniquely large number of sweat glands, so we can sweat a lot to keep cool. And when that sweat evaporates on our skin, because we have smooth skin, when sweat evaporates, we get evaporative cooling. And there's a lot of energy in water and water vapor, so it's very effective at cooling. But also, we can adjust our clothing, and that is so key to keeping cool. My family looked after a Labrador dog, and we used to call it a bionic dog. It was so energetic. But if our Labrador ran around too much, he would have to stop to cool down. He would have loved to have taken his fur off, but he couldn't, so he just had to stop and cool down. But we can adjust our clothing, and that enables humans to work long periods and to play for long periods. Adjusting our clothing is a really important part. If a dog races around and gets hot, all it can do is stick its tongue out. If you want to know how useful our clothes are, do this experiment. Put a thick overcoat on, run 5 miles, and at the end of 5 miles, don't take your coat off, stick your tongue out, and see how long it takes to cool down. And then you'll appreciate clothing. And there is over-design. There's the joy of affection, the joy of touching creatures, flowers, petals. That ability to enjoy the sense of touch, that is exactly what you'd expect if God had designed you, but not what you'd expect if we had evolved from apes. Now we come to one of my favorite sections, unique facial expressions. And I have to give acknowledgement to my youngest son, who helped me a lot in this section. This is an area I've carried out personal research into. Facial expressions, again, it's one of these things we really take for granted. Facial expressions enable us to communicate feelings very quickly. You don't realize it, but every day you're reacting to other people's facial expressions. You want to know if your family members are sad or happy. You react very quickly if you don't see the right kind of facial expression. And sometimes facial expressions communicate so fast. If you're hurt or if you're very happy, it's much faster to communicate that through a facial expression. And it's amazing that God has given us this ability to communicate our emotions. He's made us emotional beings, but he's given us a physical design that enables us to communicate that. Now, the research I have done is so fascinating because I found that apes have about 26 facial muscles, none of which are for making facial expressions. But humans have around 50 facial muscles. Around 24 are just there to make facial expressions. You often read in a biology book, humans and apes have a similar number of bones. But what you don't read is that we have a completely different number of muscles, and it's our soft tissue that is the true important thing. So remember, we have completely different soft tissue to apes. And you can see in this picture those tiny little muscles. Look at the tiny ones around the mouth, just above the mouth. They are for making intricate facial expressions. It's very difficult to describe expressions, but some of the expressed emotions of humans are happiness, joy, satisfaction, relief, sadness, surprise, horror, desperation, puzzlement, concentration. Then there are combined expressions, surprised, joy, sad, shock. And there are types of expressions. There are cheeky smiles, big smiles, surprise smiles, subtle smiles, reluctant smiles. Then there are angry frowns, surprised frowns, scared frown. I think probably the frowning muscles came in after the fall rather than before the fall, because Adam couldn't have been allowed to frown at Eve before the fall. But it's really hard to explain which muscles are moving. But the point here is that we are amazingly designed to make facial expressions. When you smile, there are a couple of little muscles that just pull your mouth sideways and a little bit up. That is what you'd expect if God had designed us. The smile is so important when you meet someone, you smile. But that is not what you'd expect if we had evolved from an ape-like creature. How does the evolutionist explain that we can smile? Why does smiling give you a greater chance of survival? These things are so hard for evolution to explain. Experiments have been carried out, and scientists say that humans can make up to 10,000 different expressions and also recognize 10,000 different expressions. God gives in abundance. When you read in the Bible, you often read God gives water in abundance. God gives food in abundance. God has grace in abundance. It's God's character to give in abundance, and he's given us in our body abundance, whether it's our brains, our hands, our facial expressions, God has given in abundance. There's a verse in the book of Job that says, Job said, I will take off my sad face and put on a smile. I asked my youngest son if he could expand that verse in a physical way. So I said to my son, what do you look like? If I say I've caught you being naughty, how do you look? So he said, I look like this. You know, if I've been caught being naughty. So I then said, and how do you look if I tell you what your punishment is going to be? Then he says, it gets more intense. And so then I said to him, okay, if I let you off your punishment, how do you then look? And he said, yeah, I look happy. These pictures are of my youngest son when he was 5 years old. Even a five-year-old child can just reel off a whole range of facial expressions. God has designed us to be glorious beings, to express our emotions one to another. Actually, I've got one more slide on this. Did you know humans are unique because you can see the whites of the eyes? I know who's looking at me because I can see the whites of your eyes. But when we looked after our Labrador dog, I never knew if he was looking at me because I could not see the whites of his eyes. Humans are unique. We can see the sclerata. How does evolution explain that? Because this is what you'd expect. If God had designed us, he would give us that ability to look across a room and to connect with someone's gaze at us. But God never gave that ability to the animals to show us we are different. The evolutionist hasn't got a clue why we should have the whites of the eyes. How can that make us better at surviving, the fact that we can see other people looking at us? Number 5, unique language and speech. How many words are there in the vocabulary of an ape? One word, a grunt. Humans have a million words in their language. In the English language, or at least the Queen's English, there are a million words. That is 100% different to apes. We are so different to apes. Studies have been carried out to see how many words people speak every day. If we were hunter-gatherers, we wouldn't be speaking too much because that wouldn't be a very good way of hunting. Why is it that the average man speaks 4,000 words a day? And more interestingly, why is it that the average woman speaks 8,000 words a day? And by the way, that is a fact of science. Now, before the men feel too smug, this means that women are over-designed more than men by a factor of 2. Our ability to speak and to sing, the human voice is a miracle of mechanical design. I'll just go through some of the features that enable us to speak. We have these vocal folds in our throat that vibrates the sound, and they're very delicate folds. We have a deep throat, a pharynx, for resonance for sound. Apes don't have a deep throat. And that throat is evenly proportioned, so the depth of our mouth is very similar to the height of our throat, and that is optimal for sound resonance. Our tongue is really key for speech. We have a big tongue and it extends right down in our throat, and it means our tongue can make lots of positions. If you look at those two pictures on the right, notice how the shape of the mouth is so different. As you speak, your tongue is moving all over the place, making different shapes so that you make different sounds in your mouth. And in fact, as you speak, muscles are moving all around your body to change the resonance and the sound that you make. And it's not just your tongue, we have fine lips as well, because if we make a sound like a pa or a ba, when you do that, you're building up pressure in your mouth and then you suddenly release it with your lips. Speech is an amazing thing. Because we learn it at the age of 1 and 2, you know, we forget how hard it was. It took years to learn to speak, and now we take it for granted, but it is a miracle of design. And of course, we have whole areas in our brain. We have all that software driving this hardware. Sometimes people say to me, what would you say is the greatest evidence for design, and especially with respect to human beings? I would say the ability to sing. Surely that is the greatest feature of over design. How can the evolutionists say we could only survive if we could sing beautifully? You know, how does that make any sense? Does it make you a better hunter-gatherer if you can sing while you're hunter-gathering? Does it make you better at fighting if you can sing while you fight? This is exactly what you'd expect if God had designed us. Number 6, unique childhood. By the way, all of these things are facts of biology. You can look in any biology book. These 10 things are recognized as unique features of humans. Obviously, the evolutionist doesn't agree with my conclusions, but it's a fact. We have a unique childhood. Humans have a long childhood, up to 18 years. I say 18 years. I've noticed in the United States, it seems to be extended up to about 28 years, but it should be 18 years. In the case of animals, they have to mature very quickly. In about 1 year, an animal has to be ready for the first winter. In the case of humans, our brain triples in weight during childhood. That's a huge increase, and that doesn't happen with animals. But we need that childhood as time for learning language and speech, time for learning physical skills, being brought up in the nurture of a family. But that is just another unique feature of the human being. Then number 7, unique marriage and reproduction. And in this area, humans really are unique. I'll just run through a few features. Human marriage is for companionship. Creatures always come together for procreation. It's never for companionship. Humans are aware of nakedness. Animals are never embarrassed about nakedness. Women have fertile periods all through the year. That's not the case with animals. If we did a survey of birthdays, the birthdays would run from January to December. With animals, that is not the case. A woman's time of ovulation is hidden. With animals, it's never hidden. With humans, it is hidden. So you see, we're different. A baby's skull deforms to allow birth. And there are many other unique features, but this is another unique feature of the human being. One of the most complex parts being is the human brain. Humans have a unique cerebral cortex, that folded grey matter in the brain. And we have a unique motor cortex, the part that controls muscles. We have a unique intelligence and a unique memory. I have a slide on the motor cortex, that part of the brain that controls muscles. What is fascinating about the human being is that Even though we have hundreds of muscles throughout the whole body, a quarter of the entire motor cortex is dedicated just to the hands. That shows that God has designed us to be skillful with our hands. God has given us the software to drive these amazing fingers. Also, 25% of the motor cortex is dedicated to facial muscles. God has given us tremendous software that we may smile at each other and express our emotions. And we have the ability to memorize vast amounts of information. If you ever come to London, you ask the London cab driver to take you to a street, and normally he will know exactly where it is, which is pretty impressive because London has 25,000 streets, and a cab driver can only get his license if he can drive to any one of those 25,000 streets. How does the evolutionist explain that? Was there a caveman that had to memorize the location of 25,000 caves, and that gave him a better chance of survival? That doesn't make sense. There are actually competitions that take place in the world to test people's memory, to show how good human memory is. One of them is to memorize the number pi. Pi is a very difficult number to remember because it has no pattern. Pi is 3.14159265358973283846264338327950288417 to 40 decimal places. I have a confession to make. I was reading a screen down here. But I apologize. I apologize about that. But I can tell you the world record for memorizing pi is held by a Japanese man. By the way, only men enter the competition because only men are stupid enough to memorize pi. And this Japanese man, he spent his whole life learning pi, and he can memorize pi to 42,000 decimal places, and it takes several days to go through. It was a very stupid thing to do, but it wasn't that bad because it demonstrates the brilliance of the human